On today's show, we have Debbie's very own Frieda Leibowitz and Rachel Lauren talking about how their platform, Debbie, helps consumers get paid by paying off their debt. Really cool stuff here, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have the ladies from Debbie, or joindebbie.com, but it's actually the name of the company is Debbie, and it's a very interesting way to pay off your debt, kind of a rewards program, if you will, and actually got introduced at Rachel, who is right below me, Rachel Lauren, right below. We talked during, was it the FinTech meetup? Was that the, we did that? That's how we got introduced. So very effective program or event, if you will, and they're going to be holding again next spring. So, but that's a whole nother story, but let's do some introductions before we start talking about Debbie. Right next to me is Frieda Leibowitz. Frieda, how are you?
I am good. How are you doing?
Doing great. And then again, right below us is Rachel Lauren from Debbie as well. Rachel, how are you?
Doing great.
Good. All right. So let's talk about Debbie here, because this one really caught my eye. And then as we were talking during the FinTech meetup, it really, really kind of roles in the credit union wheelhouse, I would think, what you guys are doing. So it's kind of lockstep with what they're doing. So Frieda, I'm going to let you go first. Give us the kind of the elevator speech here on who and what is Debbie and what's the story behind the name.
Yeah, great question. We'll talk a little bit about the backstory, how Debbie got started. Okay. And I think that also drives into, right, like how we came up with the name and sort of the ethos for the company.
Yep.
And for us, right, we like to call ourselves built for borrowers by borrowers. And that's because we've experienced debt. For me personally, debt freedom has been something close to my heart because I grew up in a family that was always in debt. I grew up in a family that was immigrant, not college educated, single parent, didn't really have access to financial literacy, and got into trouble with debt over and over again. A lot of like the behavioral cycle with credit card debt and putting things, buying things you can't afford and all of that. I myself ended up, you know, even when I grew up and I eventually got a scholarship to go to NYU where I met Rachel, and I went to study finance out of all things, but personal finance was not something that people were talking about outside the house. Yeah, no one was explaining to me how to pay off my credit cards and how much I should pay and how I should save and all these things. And so I fell right into the same trap, racked up $15,000 in credit card debt by the time I was 20, was paying something between 20 to 30% interest across my credit cards. Yes, drowning in interest payments at the time. And really struggling. And really where I struggled from was more from the behavioral, psychological perspective of like how, if you haven't been taught better, right? How do you shift your thinking and shift your money habits to better? And so I think, you know, I ended up going to work in the space. I worked for Marcus by Goldman Sachs for a couple of years in the very early days of when they were building out their consumer platform. The first product that I worked on was actually consumer debt consolidation. With the mission of helping as many people as possible consolidate their debt on, you know, and be able to actually pay it off within 3 to 5 years and get out of that cycle. Ultimately saw that throwing money at the problem wasn't helping fix it, right? Just giving them a bunch of money to consolidate wasn't really targeting the underlying root cause. And so that's when I started venting to Rachel. Eventually we were joined by Maxime, who's our third co-founder, is not with us today, but he, you know, together, the three of us kind of sat down and we're like, how do we really figure this out? How do we help people not just get out of debt, but stay out of debt, right? And really be able to get out of that cycle. And with Debbie, we really set out to create, if you think about like the persona of like who we're trying to be, think about Debbie, like your cool aunt was like kind of younger, right? Who's like had her past. She like made her mistake. She kind of spent it responsibly, but then she got herself together. She's very relatable. She's very knowledgeable. And we specifically, you know, we wanted a woman because I think that this space was ripe for like a woman's name. We saw the Marcuses of the world, the Daves, the Alberts, and we're like, let's have Debbie.
Why not?
Right? Let's have like that kind of friendlier voice. And then, you know, on a more personal note, my sister's name is Dev. Rachel's mom's name is Doro, comes also from the same name. So we're like, okay, it's kind of someone who's like close, was relatable, and maybe could be that person that helps you manage this journey, right? From borrower to wealth builder.
I love that story. And how, as you're talking, I keep going back to thinking about how you had your troubles with finance and things like, and then you majored in finance in college. It's like, oh my gosh, what a way to attack that problem. So, and you met it head on. So good stuff. And Rachel, so how exactly does Debbie work? I've got the great backstory from Frieda here. So give us a 411 on how it works.
Absolutely. So our goal is really to incentivize and motivate people to pay off their credit card debts. Pretty simple. We pay them when they pay off debt and complete our curriculum. So why did we think about doing that? You know, why are we taking this approach? I think we really looked out at the market and tried to understand what other, you know, debt payoff products are out there. And there's tons of them, right? Consumer fintech space is super saturated. It's very crowded. And to the consumer, it seems like there is every option under the sun. But what we realized is that everyone was basically trying to either throw money at the problem, like Frida said before, or trying to throw, you know, Excel spreadsheets saying, hey, if you just, you know, pay off at a lower APR and kind of make the math work, like you're going to be saved for life. Like this is going to be the solution. Or automating the problem away, saying, hey, hook up your credit cards with us. We have this fancy schmancy algorithm that's going to determine the best, fastest, cheapest way for you to pay off your credit card debt. And Bob's your uncle. You're good to go. The problem with all of those approaches is that it takes away the control and the power of the user to actually change their situation. And you know, the problem is spend more money than I make. No automation tool, no app is going to stop you from continuing to do that unless it's like super paternalistic and literally is like a blocker on when you try to go swipe the credit card, nobody's ever going to use and nobody would ever like. It's like them ignoring the screen time, you know, notification they're getting on their iPhone.
Yeah, I know exactly.
So we really took the approach that Noom took in the weight loss space.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they really came into a space where everyone was offering some new diet or some new community you can join. Those are great too. But the issue was that it wasn't really kind of changing your behavior with food. And that's really what Noom came in to do. And we're basically taking, you know, what they did for that space. And it's had an amazing outcomes. We've actually been working with their director of product and growth to work on our curriculum. So the way it works today is, you know, users will come in and they'll be able to earn rewards as they complete our curriculum. And our curriculum is really made up of, you know, mostly, obviously there's financial literacy that's included in there. Mm-hmm. It's not so cut and dry, meaning like we actually include their actual financial information. We hook up to Plaid so we can show them what's going on in their finances. But more importantly, we teach them about their relationship with money. So a lot of our curriculum is actually behavioral psychology. Mm-hmm. So, you know, jumping into cognitive behavioral therapy, understanding, you know, what are the habits that we learned growing up at home?
Yeah.
How do we change those? Mm-hmm. And we've seen really, really tremendous results so far. You know, a lot of our users have stayed on through the program and have actually been paying off debt
in
pretty significant rates. So it's awesome.
Well, both you guys have touched on something really important here, and it's a behavior thing. It's things that we learned, you know, maybe unfortunately from our parents or just bad habits that we develop. Like you talked about, Frida, like when you were 20 years old, you were $15,000 in debt. I'm assuming you were in college at the time, because I had a lot of friends when we first went to college. You get all these credit card offers and they're like, oh my gosh, it's free money. Woohoo. You know, and next thing you know, you're $15,000 in debt. And you're like, oh my gosh, what do I do now? So, and it's that type of stuff that really can just screw you up basically. So, but, and then that whole behavior thing that you're talking about. And so I'm like, wow, you guys are working with Noom. What a great way to kind of collaborate, even though obviously they're in a different category and you guys are in the finance, they're in the health and diet type area, but it's so cool how they kind of run together. They're kind of aligned. What you guys are doing, what they're doing are kind of aligned in the behavior model. Right. So, and I think your dog is agreeing. So I think that's fantastic. It's okay. We got pets on here all the time, so it's not a big deal. Okay. So, and I think Rachel, you kind of answered or partially answered the third question here. What's different about your debt freedom plan? And Frida, if you want to go into a bit more detail on that, because I know it's kind of a rewards-based model, right?
Yeah. Yes. It's a rewards-based model. And I think, again, like what the big, big difference I would say from a lot of the debt freedom solutions and also even their business models, how they operate, right? A lot of them focus and do a really, really good job, frankly, of everything, including and up to like the point of origination or the starting point, right? They'll bring you through the door. They'll do a really good job of marketing to you, getting you to get started. So that piece has already been built. But the problem that we've seen is what comes after, right? Once you've gotten someone to start on debt consolidation, or you've gotten someone to hook up to your fancy algorithm, or you got someone, right? Then what happens, right? Then how do you help them stick to that plan?
Right.
And that's really what's missing. And that's what's different about us. We've said, let's focus entirely on that. Let's actually innovate on the products themselves, right? And so our long-term vision is to actually integrate these rewards programs into financial products and services. So the first one that we want to do is actually tackle, like create some sort of joint debt refinance and savings program, right? Where users can actually, we can help them refinance because that is very helpful. But instead of just giving them a bunch of money and be like, you know, leave you to your own devices, we actually build in a rewards program where as they improve, as they get better, they start getting rewards in the form of rate rebates. So the rate starts reducing. What this does is, right, you're learning by doing. You're learning that, hey, I'm going to start off at a 15% APR, right? Which is still better than what I'm paying on my credit card, so I can refinance and save. But actually, like, here's a curriculum. And if I follow these steps, if I make my payment on time for 3 months in a row, and I make sure to keep my debt balances, you know, external debt balances below a certain amount, and I complete a financial literacy module, my rate drops, right? Or I start getting those rate rebates. I start paying less for my debt, right? And that's where it becomes really interesting because you're starting to create these micro behavioral changes by using rewards, right? To kind of to instigate them. But then you keep going on that path. And then what you were starting to do, right, is helping people learn that behavior. And then what we want to do is actually combine this with the savings product where the saving, the interest savings goes directly into a savings product, right? So that as you're paying off your debt, that behavior starts to become a savings behavior, right? Which is kind of for people who are in debt, if you think about it, majority of them are not saving. They're not used to doing that. That's not something that they've ever really been doing. And so kind of being able to combine those things, I think that's where it becomes really unique for us.
And what's the feedback that you guys get from financial institutions, credit unions in this case? Because again, I think you guys are like right in the wheelhouse with credit unions. Rachel, I see you nodding your head. What's the feedback that you guys are getting right now? Or how are you guys working with them right now?
Yeah, so I actually think so. The credit unions that we have spoken to so far love this. And I actually think it's very aligned also from a mission perspective. If you look out at a lot of current existing financial services and especially fintechs, the products are very disjointed. So you have debt freedom products on their own and wealth building products on their own. The problem with that approach is that the incentives are a little bit, they don't really make sense, right? Because if I'm a debt freedom company and all I'm offering you is a debt solution, right? My incentive is to keep you in debt because as soon as you're out of debt, you're no longer my customer. The cool thing with credit unions and the cool thing with credit unions and why we really like them is because they like to think of it as a holistic offering to the, to their customers, right? Instead of just offering you a loan here and a credit card here and a savings account here, right? It's one umbrella, right? And so you're getting a suite of products. And for us, we really think the future of financial services is in bundling products so that you can align the incentives. So going back to what I was talking about, the reason why it's so important to combine the debt payoff product with a savings account and sort of eventually be able to build on that is so that you're not motivated to keep that user on this debt payoff product forever, right? You want them to eventually move into wealth building. You want them to eventually have enough money for a down payment on a house so they can get a mortgage, right? Like you want to have all of those things. And I think that's why with credit unions, it makes so much sense. I mean, that's what they really loved our mission and the value prop and how
And Rachel, what do you guys hope to achieve here? Obviously world domination would be wonderful, but in reality, so what do you guys want to achieve here working with credit unions and help ultimately helping out members or consumers out there? What are some goals that you guys have on, on your docket?
Yeah. So our goal is really, you know, to be able to distribute this to as many people as we can that, that essentially, you know, that this will be helpful for now, like running this ourselves and, you know, going out, raising a debt facility, trying to lend our own money. Obviously there's limits to how far we can go and how many users we can bring on and how many people we can help. I think expanding out and working with credit unions not only gives us access to a much broader pool of individuals that we can help. But it also, like Frida said, you know, we want to work with the right partners. We want to work with mission aligned partners so we can go out. There's tons of people out there, you know, that are interested in working on something like this, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they'll be the best partners or the ones that will actually have the user's best interests at heart. So, you know, our goal is to take every user, you know, that we bring through the Debbie door, be able to help them pay off their debt and eventually build wealth. Right. And we see that today, right? Like our users on average are paying off, the active users are on average paying off around $450 a month, which is no small chunk of change. They're on average saving $100 a month, which is like mind boggling to us. And not only that, they're actually sticking around. So, you know, the folks that get past our first week of the curriculum, they basically don't leave. And our retention's around 50% when you get to month three on a free product. So we're really excited about, you know, what the data is showing us and what people are actually telling us. Like we're gotten on user feedback sessions and people feel like this is their accountability partner. You know, this is what's motivating them to keep moving. You know, these aren't, it's not a significant amount of money that they're like, oh, this is changing my entire life, but they feel like the change is actually coming from within, that we're helping regain control of their own situation. So we want to be able to work with credit unions to basically, you know, offer that to as many people as we can that have this problem.
Well, go ahead, Frida.
Expanded it really quickly. I actually think that it goes both ways. For a lot of our users today, right, 90% of our users are between the ages of 25 and 35. So we definitely skew towards a younger demographic, and actually giving them access to credit unions and knowing, because a lot of it is really that they don't know, right? They're not aware. I remember when I actually joined a credit union 2 years ago for the first time in Michigan. Don't ask me why COVID made people do weird things. So I lived there for like a little bit. And I remember when I joined, it was because I bought my first motorcycle and I wanted to finance it. And I went to the Honda dealership and they were giving me 18%, right? And so for lack of, like, I was trying to look for options and I started reading online. They were like, oh, there's this thing called credit unions that you could join and usually get much better rates.
Oh yeah.
I joined the local credit union. I got a 4%.
There you go.
Right? So those are kinds of things that people don't know about. I think we're trying to basically kind of go both ways, right? We want to also take our users and help them benefit from this ecosystem that they might really not be aware of.
Yeah. And as you're talking, Frida, because you guys are actually kind of proactive in this area, because your target audience is the younger demographic, obviously. And yeah, people get in trouble at that young age. We've already proved that so many times over, but you're actually really kind of helping them out before they really get into serious trouble, when they get in their 40s and then their 50s and their 60s. And then by then, I don't want to say it's too late, but man, it's the cart has left the horse has left the barn, whatever the saying is. So you're catching them at a really good time before it really, really gets serious.
Yeah. Our usual demographic is the kind of person that, you know, spent their 20s kind of going out to bars and the restaurants. They were excited about their first job and now they're 30 years old and they're thinking about buying a house and starting a family. Yeah, and it's like, oh crap, I haven't been, you know, so great with my money and I need to get my credit in a better place. And I need to make sure that, you know, I can actually afford this. So that's sort of like our ideal user and who we're seeing coming through the platform now. But yeah, we've seen tremendous demand. We've had over 15,000 signups for our wait list since October when we launched.
Wow, good for you guys. Good for you.
So it's been crazy. Yeah.
Well, crazy good for sure. For sure. And the other thing that really catches my interest is it's so incentive laden. It's so reward laden. Yeah. Okay. We're going to help you get out of debt. Okay. You got that done, like you said earlier, but then, hey, let's help you guys build some wealth as well. And then you can get that car and that house and et cetera and plan for retirement. Oh my gosh. You guys got it locked in for sure. All right. Almost last question here. What are you guys seeing out there in the marketplace? Frida, I'll let you go first on that. What are you guys seeing out there? Since you're kind of on the front lines here.
Yeah. So I think, you know, not that we're very happy about it at all, but when you look at the market, what's happening today with this environment, it actually is making, like, consumers are much worse off and they're having a harder time with debt. So if you look at credit card debt, it had the highest increase last quarter ever recorded by the Fed. So like that's on the up and up. And it's interesting because during COVID, right, everyone was like, oh, credit card debt is going down.
Nobody's using credit cards.
That was all stimulus, right?
Yeah,
and we see that there was no real change in the consumer behavior. It was really just that there was a bunch of stimulus, people are paying off debt faster, but they rebounded so quickly and we're already seeing that.
Wow.
So I think on that front, right, like there's definitely a lot of work to be done. And I think the fintech space should be more focused on this problem than ever before.
Yeah.
On the other hand though, right, the other sort of shadow industry that has emerged now and is huge is the buy now, pay later. That's actually a huge problem area for like our demographic. And we're seeing that. And I can talk a little bit more about the stats, but you know, that industry was basically has done is that it's targeted people that most of them already have some sort of debt, right? A lot of them have credit card debt already. It's giving them more ways to finance a lifestyle that they can't afford. And it's making it really, really easy for them. So I think like on an anecdotal level, right? I was just talking to a user last week, one of our user sessions, and she was telling me how, you know, she's also in her early 20s. She's young. She is trying to make it out there in the world. She's working super hard. She just graduated college not that long ago. She was using buy now, pay later as a way to finance a lot of her purchases. And now she can't make her payments anymore.
Oh,
she actually stopped making her payments because her bills are getting too high. And when we look at our program, and because we have all this transaction data, we're seeing this bubble that's literally, it's going to burst any minute now. Last month, on average, the users who are using Buy Now Pay Later had 10 payments a month, 10 payments on average, right? Coming out of their account towards their Buy Now Pay Later debts. And that was totaling $300. Again, no small chunk of change for people who are already, and these are people who already have other forms of debt, right? Yeah. They all have
a personal
loan debt. And on top of that, now they're making these payments. So And then, you know, that's compared to the same time last year, the average was one payment per month, right? So that has to totally, I think that industry has just been very responsible with the way it grew, with the way it grew and expanded. And so I think on that front, there's a lot of, we're rolling up our sleeves and we're ready to like tackle this problem.
I think to put a point on what Frida is saying, right, you can look at the statistics, you could look at the chart and see that like, okay, you see pre-COVID, it's going up, 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 credit card debt balance is going up, 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 up. And then you see like a steep decline with stimulus, people paying things off. And now we're back to where we started. What's interesting is we're not back to where we started. It's higher than that. Right. Because of buy now, it's buy now because of buy now, pay later. Really? And that's not being counted in the numbers. Yeah. Really, you're not seeing that sort of those shadow transactions. And eventually when that gets turned on to actually, you know, get reported to the credit bureaus, that's going to have a really negative impact for the majority of people that are using those. Because over 30% of people, you know, actually miss a payment. That's eventually going to affect their credit once these guys start reporting to the bureaus.
Gosh, it's that, what's that saying? Out of the frying pan and into the fire. So it's just, that reminds me of buy now pay. I mean, it's a wonderful service if you use it right, but man, that's such a double-edged sword from what I've heard. And you guys are proving it right now. So gosh, oh my goodness, but what you guys are doing is so fantastic. And I like how you guys are really focusing on the behavior part of it, because that's really kind of the root of it. So you guys are getting right to that root for sure. Anything else to wrap up, Rachel? I'll let you go for any final words here. I mean, we could talk another half hour on this, I'm sure. So, but I know you guys have a job to do and a company to run. So Rachel, any final thoughts here?
I think nothing from me. Okay. I think that covers everything.
All right, Frida.
Yeah, no, I think again, like with Debbie, we're doing a lot of awesome things, growing a lot, we're definitely looking to partner with the right folks. So I think if there is anybody listening to this that sort of has an interest in what we're doing in the mission and feels like they, you know, they're aligned, both from, you know, both from their, from a business perspective and from a mission perspective, definitely looking to partner and kind of have a bigger impact. And like I mentioned, because this is so, the timing is so critical and now is sort of the best time to go in proactively before everything starts bursting and come up with a solution to help a lot of people either hopefully avoid it as much as possible. And even if they are, to kind of be able to get out of a sticky situation. Yeah.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And wanted to make note that the web address, the URL is joindebbie.com. So yeah, so go there. We'll put the link in the show notes so people can get right to you. But yeah, you guys are really aligned with what credit unions are doing. So I think you guys will make great, great partners for any credit union who wants to join forces with you guys. So great, great stuff. All right, Rachel, Frida, thank you so much for your time today. Congrats on the success already and keep up the good work. Okay.
Thank you, Michael. It's been awesome talking to you.
Ah, likewise.